Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So I had a serious case of FOMO last year as I saw the CEO sleep out taking place on social media, raising loads of money for unbelievable causes. But I'm really glad to report this year that not only is Cliff Central a partner in the CEO sleep out, but it seems like there's loads of ways for everybody to get involved in this year's CEO sleep out with different offshoots of the CEO sleep out. One of the offshoots is, of course, the student sleep out. And we're going to touch base with now three of the student sleep out ambassadors to find out a little bit more about how you can get involved, how you can get your institution involved. They're three very, very impressive people. So we're going to go around the room. They're going to tell you their name and surname, and then they're going to tell you the coolest thing about them. Let's start with you, Mr. Constantinides.
Okay, hi. My name is Michael Constantinides, and I think the coolest thing besides being an ambassador for CEO Sleep Out is that I am a YouTuber under the name of Michael Cost.
Very cool. And we've had you on the show before.
Yes.
Podcast lives forever. So if you want to find out more about the guy outside of his work with the CEO Sleep Out, you can find it at cliffcentral.com.
Hi, I'm Ruby Chiquiri. I think the coolest thing about me would definitely be my afro, because I'm obsessed with it, and I named it DeFuan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go. Power.
What's up? My name is Vincenzo Ladera. And I think the coolest thing about me is also the thing I love most about myself. And I am a DJ that plays all around Joburg with the alias of Vin Grooven.
Very, very cool. And your mixes are so dope. You got to check this guy out all over the internet. So the reason that we're all assembled here is to speak about the student sleep out and about how people can get involved. Let's just zoom out for a second and talk about the CEO sleep out, which, of course, encapsulates what the student sleep out is about. What's the big idea with what's going to happen in July?
Who first?
I think Ruby's got that part down.
Yeah, Ruby, give it to us.
I think the big thing is that the CEOs are trying to raise empathy for homeless people in Johannesburg and the greater South African area, and that they're hosting basically the biggest fundraiser in South Africa, and they're going to be sleeping out on the Nelson Mandela Bridge on the 28th of July. And in order to sleep out, I think it's 160,000, if I'm not mistaken, that they have to pledge to be involved. And it's just, yeah, raising empathy, creating more awareness for homelessness in South Africa,
which is a huge issue. And I think what's really cool, you know, last year was unbelievably successful, and the CEO Sleep Out team did an unbelievable job around raising awareness around the amount of homeless people in SA. But what's really cool, I think, is that now it's going to be so much more inclusive, which is where you guys step in with a student sleep out and the idea that anybody can get involved. I know we're doing a sympathy sleep out with Cliff Central, and Brent Lindekews is spearheading that. But let's zoom in on the student sleep out and exactly what we talking about here.
Yeah, so you spoke about including more people in the CEO sleep out. The school ambassadors, the student ambassadors, the empathy ambassadors. And it's so important that more people get involved to create awareness about the problem and to raise more money. And the money this year is going towards education, which is a huge problem within South Africa. And specifically for the student ambassadors, it is a problem that touches home, that we understand completely, and we are able to talk about and try and get more money for education within South Africa.
Vin Grooven, your take on the student sleep out, the importance of it, and so on and so forth?
Sure. Well, I love that they're focusing on education, because I do believe that South Africa and the South African youth do need to be educated on the fact that, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't here for the briefing last week, but I have heard a voice note of it, and Yusuf said that, you know, they're burning down the schools, they're burning down the buses, the libraries, and they don't understand that when they burn those things, it costs money, and that money can be used to help it. So I love the fact that this year it's focusing on education, and that, you know, the students themselves now will get to see that and participate.
It's particularly pertinent that we're having this conversation during Youth Month and encouraging people to sign up for the student sleep out during Youth Month. I mean, before we even speak about the sleep out, what is the importance of Youth Month, and specifically in a context of education and improving education in South Africa?
I think the importance is that we have to remember that Youth Month is centered around June 16, and we have to understand the importance of education. And that's it. For the last 40 years, students have really been fighting for equal education around South Africa, and that we have to realize that there have been some improvements, but they also haven't been in some aspects, and that we just have to keep fighting so that everyone has equal education. And we also have to realize that the fact that the money of this CEO sleep out this year is going towards education, that we have to see that it's a key to ending poverty and ending homelessness and ending the disequilibrium within the social and economic and political sphere in South Africa. So that's a big thing we have to understand and really take in.
I would also just like to add to that, that in the past year, the youth has realized the power we have to make a difference, to make our voice heard, to make government stop what they are doing and listen to the problems we have as a youth. And this year, I feel that Youth Day as well as Youth Month is so important, because now the South African youth realizes the power we have that we had, you know, 40 years ago, and that we have still today, that we can be the voices for people who aren't heard, and we can make problems aware to people and make a difference within our country.
Very often, I sometimes think it's a case of people want to make a difference and they want to give back, but they don't exactly know how that starts. And I think what's cool about this is that, you know, the way you enter into it, the mechanism to get involved is very easy, and it actually makes showing your support for the cause of homeless people in South Africa and the cause of education quite an easy one for you to express yourself, because the platform, you know, is solid and it's built and there's structure to how this whole thing is going to roll out. So let's look at that. And if you want your university to sign up or your institution to sign up, how does this whole process work so that young people can get involved with the Student Sleep Out?
Well, first you would have to go into the CEO Sleep Out website, which is www.theceosleepout.co.za, and you'd have to register your tertiary institution or your school, your high school, and I think that costs 400 rand for the registration. And then you would get a toolkit from the CEO Sleep Out team as to how to go about conducting a sleep out. And then I think the coolest thing about it is that if you're sleeping out in your school or tertiary premises, you have to choose a NGO or organization that you feel passionate about and get their wish list, so that you can ask the students who are participating to bring certain things such as blankets or soup or different things that are on the wish list of the NGO that you've decided to help out with. And then you collect that and you donate it the next day or within the next week after the sleep out.
Yeah. Sorry to
go for it.
But in, yeah. One thing I really, really like as well is that, you know, they are not focusing on with like the tertiary institutes and the schools, the financial contribution. It's more like contributing goods or services. And then on the evening, you know, so let's say the institute you chose or the NGO you chose needs food, then what you do is you'd challenge the school or the pupils to collect as much food as possible, obviously non-perishables, and then on the evening of the sleep out, everyone packs food packs. So I really like the fact that they're not focusing on getting money, because, you know, money can always get lost, and if it falls into the wrong hands, unfortunately, these hands are all over the world and not in anywhere you go. Whereas when it comes to goods and services, it always reaches the end, always. So
I want to speak for a second about, and I'm very guilty of this, and I think a lot of South Africans are, is that we've just become madly desensitized to the plight of homeless people. I mean, you can, it's a 20 minute drive from the office to where I live, and in that 20 minutes I see countless homeless people, I see them at the traffic lights, and I've become very desensitized to it, which is why I think a day like this is very important, because it sort of reminds one that those, I don't know, I don't even know how we got lost in this in the first place, but it reminds you that, like, that's the plight of another human being. And this idea of becoming so desensitized, I mean, how do you even, in a personal capacity, begin to make sense of that outside of just the CEO sleep out, that this is the society that we live in? And yeah, how are you dealing with that?
Mark, do you want to start or can I start?
Yeah, you can start. You go.
Okay. I think to start it off, like, for me, I think it comes back down to the fact that they chose education for this year. You know, you don't choose to become a hobo. It's not like something that happens, or a homeless person, sorry. You know, the fact that a lot of them are uneducated, or because they were unable to get an education due to the surrounding that, you know, that's around them, it pretty much leaves them in a space of having that as an outcome. And if you're not educated about it, I don't know how to word this, sorry, it's so on radio.
That's okay, we're on radio, don't worry. Yeah.
No, I think, look, what I'm trying to say is that the fact that they aren't educated on how to make a living and how to get a successful position somewhere or to earn an income, you know, they end up in that position. And that's why we need to educate, and that's why we need to make sure that everyone can become educated or receive an education. Mark, I think you can run.
Okay, I'll jump in. You were talking about, you know, being unaware, blissfully unaware about the problems within South Africa. And, you know, I feel that everyone has that coping mechanism, because you don't want to feel personally attached to that person or see them as that could be you, that person hasn't had the same opportunities as I had. But at the same time, why I personally am an ambassador for the CEO Sleepout and a student ambassador is because I choose to create awareness. And it's not about, I'm not looking for the 28th of July for sleeping out. I'm looking about trying to create awareness, trying to make a difference from now until the 28th and after. And how do I make people realize that there is a problem of homelessness, there is a problem of education, and the tools that I will use are social media, word of mouth, and trying to activate certain projects, certain student sleep outs, certain school sleep outs, so that a difference and a different mindset within the youth and within other South Africans can take place.
I think also to build on what Vin was saying, I think it, the whole education aspect might go further than just people haven't been educated to the extent of knowing how to make a successful income or get a successful position. It's also about realizing that our socioeconomic context has led certain people to be uneducated.
Yes.
Or the fact that when everyone isn't educated to the same level, because some people are getting educated, but it's at different levels, different barriers, that they don't have the same opportunities as you or me might have, because we have been privileged enough to have a good and sound education. So I think that's also something we have to realize. And then also another thing is, as you were saying, Ari, like so many people just sit back and think, well, you know what? Things are happening, but let me just ignore them, or let me go on with the day-to-day life. And you get so caught up in your own buzz of what's going on around you. But I think the reason why the CEO Sleepout has decided to branch into students and school pupils is to really show South Africa that one person can make a change, and to show that we are ambassadors for change, to raise awareness to a different market, to a different youth market, because youth relate to youth. And CEOs may relate to CEOs. So it's just really trying to tap into a certain market and get everyone involved to their ability.
It's going to be a very, very powerful day, this. And, you know, at the end of it, for each of you having played this role as ambassadors, what would be the ideal outcome? I mean, you're putting your time and your energy into this, into rallying people around this cause. In a sentence, what is it that you want to be the outcome of all of this? What taste should it leave the nation with in its mouth?
I think the taste that it should leave the nation with is one that you really do look at the homeless person that you pass at the robot differently. You really do look at the privileges that you have in life differently. And you really start to think, how can I be more socially aware? How can I make my fellow South African more socially aware? And if people leave with that message and understanding that one person, two people, three people together can really make a huge change for thousands of people's lives, then we've definitely done our job.
Anyone else want to weigh in on that? Mark. At the end of this?
Okay, so I really would like to raise as much money for education as possible from the CEO Sleepout. The goal this year is 40 million rand.
Wow.
But I think if we get together as student ambassadors and create more awareness and more CEOs to register, then maybe we can push that 40 million to a higher amount.
Cheers.
I have quite a few end point that I'd like, you know, I'd like people to feel at the end of this. But I think for me, the most important one is that I want people to understand unity, you know, coming together, and that, you know, maybe as one person, you can't change everything. But if we can all come together, lots of little parts can make a huge difference. And I think a lot of people will see that, you know, one CEO donating 160,000 Rand is really, really good and can make a difference for a short while. But 250 CEOs donating 160,000 Rand can make a large difference for a long period of time. And, you know, us as student ambassadors, I think that we're not aiming for 250, you know, we... I don't know about all the other guys, and I'm sure that they're not aiming for 250. They're aiming for way over that. But I mean, if I can get 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 students to contribute a little bit, I know that it's going to make a big difference. So for me, that's what I want people to take. That at the end of the day, we need to, I think even as a country, we're learning this now, that standing together is exactly what we need to do. Unity for me is becoming the most important thing.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to keep quiet now. Shameless plug. Drill all the information that I need around this to get involved into me. Let's go. Website addresses, Twitter accounts, how to get involved, where to sign up, who to tell, all of that. Let's shameless plug this thing.
Okay. So first of all, you need to tell all your friends about the CEO sleep out and that there are different brands involved. There's a student sleep out. There's the school sleep out. There's the CEO sleep out trust. And
the empathy,
yeah, and the sympathy sleep out. And then the website is www.theceosleepout.co.za. On Twitter, it's at sleepoutza, and the Facebook page is the CEO Sleepout, and that's where you'll find all the information that you need to know about it.
And the hashtag is CEO, all in capitals, and then a capital S for sleep, and then capital O for art 2016. That is our official hashtags, even trademarked.
But also make sure
to... Wow, look at you.
Make sure to also follow us as student ambassadors.
Cool.
Because we'll be sharing our stories, our individual aims and awareness campaigns around the CEO sleep out, either on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or YouTube. I think we're all over as student ambassadors. Yeah. So definitely check us out there.
Pal, yeah, you can keep up with Michael. It's Mickey Cost on Twitter. You can keep up with Vin. It's at Vin Groovin. And you can keep up with Ruby, it's at Rubles C. Yes, that's right. All right, it's been so cool having you guys stop by. I think you're doing some unbelievable work. I'm really, really excited for next month, and I'm excited about the conversation because that's one of the most important things. Like, I don't want to be this person that's become so desensitized to another human being, and just somehow that's what's happened, which sucks. And it's important that we take a long, hard look in the mirror and really figure out who we are and what we're about. And try and make a positive impact in the world. That's the overarching theme of all of this, which is, you know, really, really important and very, very cool. Thank you so much for stopping by there to speak more about the Student Sleep Out. Ruby Chikwiri, Vin Groovin, and Michael Constantinides. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Cool. And if you're listening, don't forget to give the homeless person something tomorrow morning. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.